just put the recorder on. Star to the Torreway, North West London. Wednesday, Zion Cheshvan, 29th of October. Rabbi Gershon Fema, Shlita. Kisser couples. This week's Torah been sponsored by family Melinek, Liz Freud, Simon of Oshi Melinek Nariu and Lani Rosenbaum, Shatuchia. Chasna took place on Sunday. He rots and Shimmy Bias, the Mother of the Shem Yosel. Ben Nishmas, Amiyasid, Rib Yosef, Dov, Ben, Rib. Shimon, Nachol, Zvi, Itzkevitz, Zachron and Livroch.
Good morning, everybody. Bereshis Da'ilam. I want to speak today a little bit about Kisui Roish, couples, the Makoy, the source, where it comes from, do we have to, do we not have to, and that whole Inyan. So before we start, just to make it clear, the Inyan of couples is split in two. There's two sugyas. Sugya number one discusses wearing a couple in general, what we're known as Halicha Dalad Amas Begili HaRoish, meaning walking Dalad Amas, regular walking and being and shahia and just being without a couple or needing a couple. And there is also another sugya which discusses about tefillah and brachos, which potentially could be more serious and more strict. So let's start from the beginning. The Gemara in Kiddushin number Dalef says, Rav Huna Breid of Yehoshua, Loi Masgi Dalad Amas Begili Arosh. Rav Huna, the son of Breid of Yehoshua, the son of Rav Yehoshua, he would not go Dalad Amas Begili Arosh. Number one. Number two, the Gemara says this over in Masech HaShabbos Kuf Yud Ches. The Gemara says, Amar Rav Huna Breid of Yehoshua, Teisi Li, which means I'm going to get schar, to Lo Yisagina Dalad Amas Begili Arosh, because I did not walk Dalad Amas Begili Harosh. It's the second Gemara. Third Gemara is in Shabbos Kuf Nun Vav. The Gemara says, Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak, his mother would not allow him to go with Lo Shavakti Imei to go to the Gilui Arosh. She didn't allow him to cover his, to uncover his, to be beheaded, to be without a couple. So we have three Gemaras. Two of them are discussing Rav Huna Breid of Yeshua. One of them discussing Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak. Both mentioning this concept about covering your head. Now, Pashtus, if I read the Gemara Balabatish, so to speak, then the Gemara is clearly mashma that the Inyan of Kisui Arosh is only a Midas Chasidus. The Gemara says, Teisi Li, I'm going to get schar for not being Dalad Amas Begili HaRoish. The Gemara says, Rav Huna Breid of Yeshua said that I don't walk Dalad Amas Begili HaRoish. Sounds like it was something specific and special for great people. Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak, the Gemara says a story that Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak's mother made her son cover his hair. Would sound like that it was particular people, it was Gedolim, it was special people. It wasn't the Hamoin Am that covered the hair. So, what do the Rishonim have to say about this? If we look in the Rishonim, there's a machlekas between the Sefer HaManhig and the Kolboy. The Sefer HaManhig understands that no, covering your hair is a ikar adin. You have to cover your hair. The Gemara's mashma, that it's a midas chasidus. Says the Sefer HaManhig, the Gemara is referring to an extra covering. The Gemara is talking about Teisi Li, I'm going to get extra schar because I wore a sudr on top of my couple, I wore talis on top of my couple, I wore a hat, I wore something which was the extra. But the main thing of covering your hair, walking Begili HaRosh, is Asr Me'ikar Adin. That's the Sefer HaManhig, which is, like we said, the Loik of Shutai. The Kolboy, however, says that no, wearing your couple, Kipshutai de Gemara, is a Midas Chasidus, there's no Chiyuv to wear a couple. That's in the Rishonim. When we come to Halacha Lamaisa, the Poskim, then we have various shittas. The Darkei Moshe, in various places, Simen Beis, in Hilchas Hanagas Adam Babaiker, and Simen Chesi repeats it, and Simen Tzadi Aleph repeats it. He says clearly that he paskins like the Kolboy, it's only a Midas Chasidus. Darkei Moshe is clear. On the other hand, we have the Levush, the Kitzah Shulchan Aruch, and others. They say, they go with the Sefer HaManhig all the way. It's a Ikar Adin, you have to cover your hand. What about Rabbeinu Habeis Yosef, the Heilige Shulchan Aruch? What does the Shulchan Aruch hold? So when it comes to Shulchan Aruch, it's problematic. Why? Because we have one Maramokim that's Mashma, that it is a Midas, that it's Meikar Adin, and other places are Mashma, that it's Midas Chasidus. What does this mean? In Simon Ches, in Hilchas Tzitzis, the Torah writes, Yechaseh Roishoy. He's talking talking about the seder of cover, of wearing a talis, and he says yechaser one seif veyechaser roishay. Beis Yosef writes to explain what the Torah is saying, and he says lav lememra. The Torah does not mean come to tell me that only in the time of wearing tzitzis do I need to cover my hair. Only b'shas when I'm wearing a talis do I need to have a head covering. Because says the Beis Yosef, asur leilich begili haroish dalad amos. You're never allowed to be without a couple whenever you are, even shalei b'shas mitzvah tzitzis. So what must the Torah mean? The Torah means that when you're wearing a talis and you're about to daven and you want to have aim of a kavana yisera, you want to be extra, have extra kavana. Oh, put your talis on top of your already existing couple, your couple that is already there. So that's how the Beis Yosef explains the Torah. Quite clear that the Beis Yosef understands wearing a couple is me'ikar adin. He's understanding that the Torah is talking about something extra, but the basic has to already be there. That is on the one hand. However, in Siman Sadi Aleph, in Hilchas Tefillah, there the Beis Yosef quotes the kolboy, l'loy chaylik, he quotes the kolboy that holds that wearing a couple is a midas chasidus. Doesn't bring anyone who argues. Brings it kipshutoy. Furthermore, the Peskim on Medayuk, that in Siman Beis, in Hilchas Anagas Adab Babaykar, the Shulchan Aruch writes very interesting lashon. Shulchan Aruch writes, also leilich b'kayma zekufa. You're not allowed to walk with your head up high. It's a gaiva. V'lo yeilich dalad amas begili harosh. And you shouldn't walk dalad amas begili harosh. Then in Madaik, the post game, he writes a lashon issa on halicha b'kayma zekufa, on going with your head up high. And he says for the inyan of walking begili harosh, lo yeilich dalad amas begili harosh. Sounds like the Shulchan Aruch is clearly differentiating between the halacha of kayma zekufa and going dalad amas begili harosh. One is issa, one is midas chasidus. So we have, like we said, in Siman Chasin al Chasitzis, he clearly says that it's Ikar Adin. On the other hand, we have a Beis Yosef in Siman Sadi Aleph, and we have a Shulchan Aruch in Siman Beis that sound like it is a Midas Chasidus. So there's no clear hachra as to what the Beis Yosef says, and I'm not coming to be miyash of that. I'm saying that there's room for someone else to enlighten in that area. So that is the basic shittus of the Achroinim. The Taz came along, and the Taz came along and said, I've got a new reason to Asa being without a head covering. Mitam Achir, meaning, Lul, the Gemara, the Rishonim have the Machlokes, the Bali HaShulchan Aruch, the Poskim, they have the Machlokes. I'm coming to say a new reason, a Bizman Azer reason, that it's Asa to go Begili HaRosh. What's this reason? He says that the Goyim, whenever they sit down, they used to take off the hat. And there used to be Begili HaRosh. Says the Taz, it's Asa Medairaisa for a Yid to be Begili HaRosh because of a B'chukai Seyem, Lo Yitelechu. You're doing what the Goyim do. This is an Issa Deraisa of a B'chukah Seyem Reitelichu to be Begili HaRosh. That's the opinion of the Taz. The Igros Moshe and others, they're matcha the Taz with two nekudos. Number one is that the halacha of a B'chukah Seyem Reitelichu is davka when the Goyim are doing something b'toras achoik. They're trying to do, they're being noig something because they want to b'shit to do something. But if they're just doing, if they do something, even if they always do it, but they do it for a specific reason, that would not be bechlal ubechukisayim leitelechu. Says the Gris Moshe, why do goyim take off the hat when they sit down? It's heavy, they're hot, they used to wear big hats back in the day. They weren't interested in being the whole time with this hat, so they took off that. They weren't doing it as, oh, this is what we do, we take off our hat. We're doing it for practical reasons, for other reasons, but it's not to do with being uncovered. Therefore, that's what the Igros Moshe taina on the Taz. Another taina which they taina on the Taz, which may not be as much of a geshmaka taina, but it's also a taina that the Beis Yosef in Hilchas ubechukaseim leitelecho of chukas agoy, the Beis Yosef says that he brings a rishon that holds that we only say ubechukaseim leitelecho on what Chazal told us ubechukaseim leitelecho. I mean, we cannot be mechadish nowadays. We cannot after Chasima Satalmud and after.
What about when it's dangerous? To walk when it's dangerous on the street.
Yeah. Yeah, to wear a couple. Then, there is definitely mokum to be makel in such a case. He's saying, how would you do with the Taz if it's Issa Deraisa? Yeah, meaning, according to some Poskim, it's a Midas Chasidus. According to the Taz, it's Issa Deraisa, you have to see if it's a Pikuach Nefesh. Obviously, you can be makel. You have to know the guidelines. The Beis Yosef brings from Rishonim in Hilchas Chukas Agoy that it dafka applies to specific things which Chazal already told us. We cannot be mechadish new things and say, hey, this is Chukas Agoy, this is Chukas Agoy. Yeah, okay. That is the early Achroinim. The Heintiga Achroinim, not so Heintig. The Shulchan Aruch Harav already writes that nowadays that Shemri Torah mitzvahs all wear a couple. then it's osa to go without a couple, not mitam, even leaving the sugya aside, now that this has transformed to being the semel, the sign of someone being a Haredi, someone being a God-fearing and Shem Torah mitzvahs, then this is something which we all have to do, and yesh be mishum marisa ayin, be yisem the kiyim, and we have to cover and have a couple. That's so just to be misakum with halacha. In shita sapoiskim, we have the shita of the Darkei Moshe that says that's midas chasidus. Shita salavush vekitzah shulchan aruch that says it's meikar adin. Shita sataz bizman hazeh that it's b'chukaseim leitilechu with certain dichuyim. And a bizman hazeh 2025 that yeah we have to wear a couple for even luli this whole sugya because now that's turned into the sign of a religious Jew. With regards to another point which we have to discuss is what requires me to wear a couple? Which scenario requires me to wear a couple? Meaning the gloshon of the Gemara is loisa gina dalad amas begil erosh. I cannot go dalad amas begil erosh. What about less than dalad amas? Can I be less than 4 amas? Can I go less than 4 amas begil erosh? So pashtus of the Gemara is mashma you. Yes, you can. However, the Bach has a shtikel Torah, and the Bach says azoy. The Bach asks on the Torah. The Torah brings down in one seif in Siman Beis. The Torah says that lo yelech bekema zakufa, you're not allowed to go bekema zakufa, and you shouldn't go dalad amas begili harish. Bekema zakufa and going dalad amas without a couple. Frek the bach akasha, I don't understand. In the Gemara in Shab and Kiddushin, the Gemara in Kiddushin, where the Gemara quotes this, which the Torah is quoting, that's the Gemara which the Torah is quoting, the Gemara says that both halachas, Sai of Kema Zakufa and Sai of Leilich Begile Roish, both of them the Gemara says the Lashon of Daladamas. The Gemara says, Lo Yelich Daladamas Bekema Zakufa and Lo Yelich Daladamas Begile Roish. So why, when the Torah is paskening Allah Lamaisa for Kema Zakufa, he doesn't mention Daladamas. He says, Lo Yelich Bekema Zakufa. And with regards to the Loch of going Begile Roish, he does mention you shouldn't go Daladamas Begile Roish. Maishna, why did the Torah pick to mention Daladamas, that this only applies to Daladamas by Gile Roish and not by Halicha Bekema Zakufa? Of who?
Of the Bes Yosef. Said lo yelech bekema zekufa.
Yeah, the lashon of the Torah. Lo yelech bekema zekufa and lo yelech dalad amas begilei arosh. Lo yelech dalad amas begilei arosh. Meaning he mentioned dalad amas by gilei arosh. So the question of the Bach is why does he do that? So zot the Bach, I have a geshmaka suggestion. What's the suggestion? Suggestion is that going halicha bekema zekufa suggests the Bach. Going dalad amas bekema zekufa is awesome in adin. Because you're being deichuk ragli ashchina when you're walking bekema zekufa, and therefore the Torah was machmir on even pachas midaladamas, and therefore he was mashmit the din of the daladamas when he came to paskin the nochal ma'isa. Because going daladamas is asam min adin, he said, you know what I'm gonna do? I'm gonna tell you halacha pasuka to the hamaynam. Don't go at all bekema zekufa, meaning gzera shelo yovei leilich daladamas bekema zekufa. Don't even go one step bekema zekufa. But with regards to Alicha Begilei Arosh, that even walking Dalad Amas with your hair uncovered is only a minute's chasidus, so, Dailon Lubazer, we don't have to be machmir on less than Dalad Amas. That's the Bach's first heresh. Comes out very clear, less than Dalad Amas, afilu midas chasidus lekka. There's not even a midas chasidus to have your hair covered. However, the Bach says, he saw Rabbeinu Yonah in Sefer HaYira. Now the Rabbeinu Yonah is mashve the two. Rabbeinu Yonah puts the inyan of halicha bekema zekufa and going begili arosh, he puts them together, and the Bach is medayik from his lashon. I haven't got his lashon in front of me, but the Bach is medayik from his lashon that they go bad babad. Kema zekufa and gili arosh. And if it's also less than dalad amas by kema zekufa, it's also by gili arosh. And he's miyash of the Torah b'lashon acher, the lashon of the Torah that the Torah does write dalad amas by gili arosh. Ayin shon. But Lamai says, according to the second teretz of the Bach, the second teretz of Bach would come out that it's also that there's not also there's a midas chasidus even on less than dalad amas, meaning there's no difference between less and more than dalad amas. It's always an inyan of midas chasidus to be with a couple, and the Bach ends off chen nereli ika, like the teretz basra, like the second shot. So the Bach is coming to tell us that yes, there is an inyan of midas chasidus pachas mid dalad amas.
The Bach means only less is midas chasidus, but less than dalad amas.
No. The Bach is trying to answer in his second pshat. He's coming to say that hakol is bechlal midas chasidus, bein yoter midalad amas and bein pachot midalad amas. That is the shita of the. Oh, that's how the Bach says. The Magen Avraham says that. I have a shtickel diuk in the Taz. I'm not 100% clear. Why? Because the Taz says. If someone's traveling on a donkey, or I suppose in a car, plane, whatever, have a kemahalach. It's like as if you're walking, but tzorich lechasis, and you have to cover your hair. So now yesh la'ayin, what does the Taz hold on Poches Midalad Amas? If the Taz would hold that less than Dalad Amas is also Midas Chasidus, then why do I need to tell you that Reichav al Gabi Chamor is Kemahalach, like as if you're walking? If there's no difference between less and more than Dalad Amas, and there's always the Indian of Midas Chasidus to wear a couple, why do I need to tell you that Reichav al Gabi Chamor Kemahalach Domi? Even if you're not Kemahalach, there's always a Midas Chasidus. You could be Madchel that Reichav al Gabi Chamor is just sitting still, he's not even walking a single step. So it could be that's why it would be lighter. I'm not 100% sure in the Taz. But I think that we take on, Mr. Brewer brings down the Magen Avraham that says that there is Inyan of Midas Chasidus even on Poches Midal Adamas. Okay? There's one or two points, Legabe.
Could there be any difference between indoors and outdoors?
There are those who are between indoors and outdoors.
Yeah.
But Mr. Brewer says that you should machmir even indoors. In Shara Tshuva, someone there on top of Mr. Brewer does bring, there is a day that's brought down that is only outdoors, not indoors, but Pashtus. Pashas we take on that even outdoors is the same. Here, just one or two points, just again, with regards to Halicha Dalad Amas Begilei Rosh, or like regular going Begilei Rosh, meaning Shalei B'Sha'as HaTfilah, is that the Mishnah Berurah writes with regards to going Dalad Amas Begilei Rosh, or meaning Shalei B'Sha'as HaTfilah upon him, then it's enough, you can even use Yodei Shel Atzma, you can use your own hand. We know that normally the Mishnah Berurah coming to differentiate between Tfilah and Brachas. By Tfilah and Brachas, then you cannot use your own hand because in Haguf, Mechases Haguf. But with regards to Halicha Dalad Damas Begili Arosh, you can be Mekel with Yodei Shel Atzma, with your own hand. And just by the way, interesting Zach is that from here, Rav Moshe Feinstein is Medayak, the Poskim have a Shaila. How big does the couple have to be? So Rav Moshe Feinstein, if we know that you can use your hand, so Elamai, it doesn't have to be Mechases Roiv HaRosh, because the Peskim were being done, whether the Kappa has to be Mechases Roiv HaRosh, Kol HaRosh. Says Rav Moshe, what do you mean? I could use one hand. Obviously, it doesn't have to be Mechases Roiv HaRosh. Hand doesn't cover too much. However, the Chazan Ish held that no, you have to have a couple that's Mechases Roiv HaRosh. And Abraham Kinevsky explained that it means that the Raya of Rav Moshe said, no, maybe Mechases, maybe covering hand, you have to cover with both hands. Or maybe we're talking about you being Mechases your hand and you have a small head. So.
What's about Ne'er Kiva?
Huh? Ne'er
Kiva.
Yeah? And another Indian is regards to the when you're going to the bath, to the mikveh, to the beach, v'chulu. What's the gather? Can you be Begili Arosh? Can you not be Begili Arosh? So one thing is clear: when you're sitting in the bath, you don't have to be Begili Arosh, because the Marashal says that when a person sitting is being rechitz ba'ambati and he wants to have a drink, so the Marashal, you're allowed to be mekel to put your hand on your head and make a bracha and have a cup of water. Meaning, even though normally for tefillah and brachas you shouldn't rely on your own hand. On your head, because you can't be mechasa gufay be gufay. Says the Marshal, okay, but I cry if you're ba'arai. One off, you are allowed to be makeup. But clearly, you're not wearing your couple when you're in the bath. The Ben Ishchai writes that there would be, when it comes to like a bathhouse or a mikvah, then there would be a difference between beis achitzen and beis apnimi, meaning the beis achitzen where the people are still getting dressed. And yes, yesh chiyav to wear, yesh inyan to wear a couple. When it comes to the beis apnimi, whether it's the boy, whether it's the showers, maybe you don't have to, you would be able to be mekel. And the Bukhar Shah writes that in a beis amerchat, afilu midas chasidus leka. Like, there's not even a midas chasidus. He does say, avo yesh midak ken badavar, but he speaks out clear, avo midas chasidus, afilu midas chasidus leka. Okay, this is with regards to regular halicha begili arosh. Now, however much time permits us, we'll do a little bit about tefillah. With regards to tefillah, yesh la'ayin, is tefillah brachas, is that a bigger inyan or is that the same inyan? So the Beis Yosef in Siman Tzadi Aleph in Hilchas Tefillah, he brings a Maseches Seferim. And Maseches Seferim states, someone who's begadav perumim, which means his clothes are like tattered or something, then oy mi shiroshi megula, peiris es shema. He's allowed to be peiris es shema. The Yesh Aimrim, the others will say, Begod of Purumim, Poyrus. If his clothes are tattered, he can. Avaloi Begili Arosh. Why? She'enei Rashai L'hoitzi Azkara Mipiv. You're not allowed to be Moitzi Hashem, Shem Hashem, with your Rosh Begula. Zot the Beis Yosef. Nechlekua HaTanakamah V'Yesh Aimrim, in this Masechah Seferim, whether for a bracha, you're allowed to have a couple on the Nisht. And the Beis Yosef says, that Rabbeinu Yeruchim, Paskins, like the Yesh Aimrim, meaning Lechumra, And v'hochin akhtinam. And if you look in Shulchan Aruch, Siman Tzadi Aleph, the Shulchan Aruch writes, Asa lahitzi hazkara mipiv b'resh megula. You're not allowed to be mitzi hazkara mipiv b'resh megula. Magen Avraham explains that until now, all the sugyas that we've been discussing till now was halicha dalad amas begili haroish. That is midas chasidus. That's the whole area of midas chasidus. When we're coming to tefillah and bracha, to the brachas, shem shemayim, it's a new parasha, it's isa. You're not allowed to be maski shem shemayim b'resh megula. That is the shitta, that's as it states in Shulchan Aruch. Bir Agro, he writes, He brings a raya, a beautiful raya from the Gemara in Brachas Taf Samach, that the Gemara, there's a raya mefureshes from the Gemara that you do not need to cover your hair for with a bracha. Why? The Gemara says, everyone knows the Gemara in Brachas, the Gemara says the Seder of Birkas HaShachar. And the Gemara says, when you wake up in the morning and you put on your clothes, you make Malbash HaRumim, when you open your eyes, you pick a chivrim. The Gemara makes the whole Seder. And the Gemara says, Kiparis Tudar Reishe, when you put your hair covering on your head, Mavarech Oti Yisrael Bestifara. Okay. So now, how do I know that the Gemara is, when it says the order of the Gemara, who says it's Dafka? I'll tell you who says it's Dafka. The Rishonim say, they bring a Raya from the Seder of the Gemara, that you're allowed to make, because one of the brachas in the middle of the Seder is, Ki Mash Yadim, when you wash your hands, you make Alatilas Yadayim. And the Rishonim Amadayik, vice versa, you can make brachas before Natilas Yadayim. Meaning the understanding that this Seder that the Gemara is quoting in Brachas Taf Samach is Bedavka. The Gemara is saying literally the Seder, how you're getting dressed and how you're doing everything. And it's quite clear, you're making a bracha, Oti Yisrael B'Tefara, without a kapel.
Before you put the kapel on?
Shteit Kippur is Tudar Reishei, Mevarach Oti Yisrael B'Tefara. I think Tosfos explains there that it's not referring to his talis or his humbug. We're talking about the Kippur Suda, Kiva or Suda, maybe he's putting his regular kapel on his head.
So he put it in the front.
Yeah, but he's made brachas before. He says,
before he put it on.
Yeah, he made the other brachas. So you can't be maskishim shemayim without a couple.
Did we not say that the Kippurah Sutra about the other Amaroyim?
Yeah,
was a beged choshev that they put on top of
on top of that. Yes, that was definitely this. The Arishanim who do learn that's what it's talking about over there. But they're talking about even shalim b'shas tefillah. That was a different Indian. They were just mechumra ba'alma. When we're coming to tefillah, that's not really a maramokum for us. With regards to bracha, according to the Sefer Manik that's talking about there was an extra covering. That was a chumra yaseira that they did, but that wouldn't be negiah to us. So that is that's the raya which the Gra bring. Which the Gra brings, as well as other Maramukimis, and the Gra ends, Klala Demilsa, Ein Issa Klal Barosh Megula, there's no Issa ever to be Barosh Megula, meaning no Issa, and V'chein Be'isa Tfila, even B'sha'as Tavening, there's no Issa, V'oz Nochein Hadavar Mitzad Musa, meaning B'sha'as Tfila, Nochein Hadavar Mitzad Musa, but Kan Issa is Nishdo.
Who said that?
Huh? The Gra. Yeah? Zishtet in Gra. So, Kipshuta, we have Machlikus, meaning Halach Lemais, we have Machlikus, Shulchan Aruch and Gra. The Shulchan Aruch says that you can't be maskas karam pib bereish megula, and the Gra says meikra din you can. Obviously you shouldn't, but midas chasidus. But we want to know halacha lemaisa osa oy muta. Okay, a quick thing is that the achrenim ask a stira in Shulchan Aruch. Why? Because this that the Shulchan Aruch says that you can't be maskas say a bracha bereish megula is written in Siman Tzadi Aleph Seif Gimel. In Seif Hey, the Shulchan Aruch quotes a Rambam. What does the Rambam say? The Rambam says in Hilchos Tefillah, there are eight things which a person has to be yizari la'asay, something you have to be careful to do before you daven. But if you didn't do them, you were avra v'lei asa, you were onus, you were dachuk. For whatever reason, you didn't manage to do them. Ein ma'akvin. Your tefillah is okay. You don't have to re-daven because of them. One of the things is tikkun mabushim, and the Rambam explains what does tikkun mabushim mean. One of the things of tikkun mabushim is loy yispalel. But up and does the. Second. La yamid betfila ba up and dosai veloy bereish megula, and you shouldn't daven bereish megula. Then in Medayik some of the Achrayim, the Rambam here he's talking about hilchos tefillah. When Rambam talks about hilchos tefillah, things which are about tefillah, it doesn't mean your whole shachris. He means tefillah shemana esra, the main tefillah. So the Medayik that the Rambam says for tefillah you can't be bereish megula, shar brachos. Rambam never told me for Shara Brachas. For Tefillah, which is something so choshev, you're being omed lefnei HaMelech, then you have to cover your hair. But otherwise, there would be no Issa. That's what someone to be medayak from the Rambam. And Oy Bezoi, and the Shulchan Aruch in Siman Tzadi Aleph, Seif Hey, two Seifim later, he quotes this Lashon HaRambam. So ask the Achrayim, we have a Stira in Shulchan Aruch. In Seif Gimel, he told me that I can't be Maskir Shem Shemayim Begili Rosh, meaning I can't do any Shem Shemayim Begili Rosh, even if I'm making a Bracha Shakal Nibadvara. And Seif Hey, he's quoting the Rambam that says that for Tefillah I can't be Begili Arosh, but for Shara Brachas I can. So when is it also to be Begili Arosh? All Brachas or just Tefillah? It's a stira which they ask in the Machaba. There's one teret, but Yichle Azman Vehimra Yichlu, so we'll do the second teret. The second teret is, I saw a teret, what the Rabbi Yosef brings this down in Tshuva, B'Shem someone, I can't remember who, he brings it down in the Tshuva that the Shulchan Aruch is Be'etzem holds that even whenever you're being Maskei Shem Shemayim, whenever you're making any bracha avada, it's awesome. What he means to say in Seif Hey, that for tefillah you can't be Bereish Megillah, he means to say that by tefillah, then there's a new reason why you can't be Bereish Megillah. What's the new inyan? Bishem Hikoin Nikras Elikach Israel. Meaning, because of Hikoin, you are Mechuyev to, there's a new reason why you have to cover your hair. Who cares if there's a new reason? I had to cover my hair, Al Shem Shemayim. What have I gained? What new thing has been the Tosaf? Says the Sachron that what's been the Tosaf is Yodei Shel Chaveroi Loi Mahani. We know that for brachos, someone else could put their hand on my head, and that works. I cannot make a bracha. But for tefillah, it's like the Yodei Shel Chaveroi will not work because he can requires me to be dressed and well well equipped for tefillah. Having someone else's hand on my head is not the way. Is not the way to daven to Hashem. So it would come out that we have really a few stages. We have the shitta of the Gra that holds that everything is made as chasidus. Sai halicha dala damas begilei aroish, sai tefillah, sai brachas, no difference. Everything is made as chasidus. We have the Shulchan Aruch that comes along and says that for brachas, it's ready asa. And for tefillah, there is an extra inyan that is... that I can't even have Yad Shel Chaveroi, even if my friend's hand would not work for it. So that we have Machlokes Gra and Shulchan Aruch. Gra says it's Midas Chasidus. Shulchan Aruch says every Shem Shemayim is Issa. There's an extra Knech for Tefillah that will be slightly more.
Bracha is also a kind of a Tefillah.
Yeah, I wouldn't call it a Tefillah. Shakan even Dvorah is a Tefillah. It's a Bracha. Right. Okay. I was just thinking something interesting. I was thinking some people like to they wear a hat for davening. Most people like to wear a hat for davening. Everyone says it over, but there is a double covering. I was thinking of another reason why to wear a hat for davening, not for double covering. Why? Because the Mogen Giborim writes, Tzitz Eliezer quotes him, and the Tzitz Eliezer Mogen Giborim writes that even if for halicha dala damas and for your day to day and even for brachas for throughout your day you're wearing a couple which is not machasa reva roish. But for tefillah, you should be wearing a couple that's mechasa reiv rosh. So maybe you guys are more from than me, but my couple is not always mechasa reiv rosh. We make it like the Gersh Moshe, we make it like the other shittas. But at least for tefillah, I should wear my hat. The hat makes me cover reiv rosh. So meaning, dal mihocha, the inyan of double covering, just push it to have a couple which is covering your most of your head. That there should be an inyan to wear. Huh? Yeah, mincha. Yeah.
Means for
mincha. Yeah, for shachis also to wear your talis over. Upon my
shabbat.
Yeah. Okay. But I got one shayla just in Alach Lemaisa. Yesh la'ayin. Saying Yesh la'ayin. Now we can be ma'ayin in the shayla. If someone doesn't have a couple, and for some reason he doesn't have his hands are not available to put them on the head. There's no friends around. Lemaisa, you want to have a coffee. So now, what's better? Is it better to make a bracha begilei arosh, or is it better to drink without making a bracha?
I think you need to make a bracha without.
Oh, yes, the psak that I asked someone give me a psak that it's better to make a bracha without. But akupon yes la'ayin, for the grow up, you got the grow definitely. Yes, la'ayin. If it's if you're going with the, if basic shulchan aruch, also the itzias can't be paid. It's an issa. You're not allowed to. So you might be a bit stuck. So yes, la'ayin is it. We beside with just one thing is that what's the reason that we wear a couple? So the Gemara in Kedushin says because Shechina lemalav erishi, the Shechina is above my head. The Gemara in Shabbos that we says from Rav Nachman by Yitzchak, there the Gemara is mashma slightly. I don't know if it's the same or it's a different knech. The Gemara says Rav Nachman by Yitzchak's mother was told by these kuldoi or whatever these chaver who could see in the stars that the son's going to be a ganav. So she said put a couple in your head keicha that you should have yiras shemayim. So I suppose Shechina lemalav erishi, the first reason is more of like a out of respect to Shechina lemalav erishi. The second reason is more te'eles for me that when I'm wearing a couple, I have yiras, I get yiras shemayim. And I saw that the Aruch HaShulchan writes that it's lechasis mekor hachachma v'hayira. That's the lashon. You wear a couple in order to be mechasa mekor hachachma v'hayira. Why would you want to be mechasa mekor hachachma? Why would you want to be mechasa that? So I saw a beer. I'm not sure if it's mamash tims in the lashon of the Aruch HaShulchan, but it's a nice beer. It says that in our head, Sadly, our head is not always thinking glatter thoughts. Sometimes we have bad thoughts about other people. We're thinking bad things. We have hirurim, not always so good. And we're not always thinking as if Yakashu Yid needs to think. And therefore, we want to be mechasa that because we're misbayesh. We're embarrassed of sometimes what's going on in our head. So we put a couple. Anyway, Hashem Yazrenu, that we should always be zoyer in this. And because Baruch Hu should give us asachi v'ashamayim.
Hold on.
Come again. Stop saying our founder.
I
think it sounds more endearing, Mayasid or our founder, but. Isn't it funny when we try to change the past by creating all sorts of language?